Last August, before the pandemic, more than 180 American CEOs pledged to change the way they do business, to focus on social good and not just shareholder profits. The head of Marriott was one of them. But workers at the hotel chain say during this pandemic, the company has not kept up that pledge. Sam Harnett of KQED reports.
Laura Lou Karumba is a single mom with three kids in San Leandro, California. Back when she was working, she used to drive into San Francisco every day.
I work at San Francisco Marriott Marquis.
It's a luxury hotel downtown.
I worked there 8 years as a housekeeper.
Karumba bet she's changed tens of thousands of beds in that hotel and folded hundreds of thousands of towels. She took extra shifts, saved tips. She was trying to clear $35,000 of credit card debt from a toxic relationship. Karumba was getting close to paying it all down, and then last year, her landlord raised the rent $800.
So I need to ask my sister to accommodate us. So we are occupying one of her small rooms, the four of us.
So Karumba took on more shifts. She changed more beds, folded more towels, and put away more money. At the end of February, she finally thought she had enough to move out of her sister's place. Then the coronavirus hit. Now she's stuck. There are nine of them in the house, including her 88-year-old mother.
I don't like them to feel that they are burdened because of us, because we are four. But usually we're just hanging in the room.
Like tens of thousands of workers that Marriott furloughed across the country, Karumba's not getting paid by her employer. Instead, she's collecting state unemployment and getting help from her kids' school.
I get a little things from their school, like peanut butter jam, sandwich, and milk. That's really a big help.
Do they understand what's going on?
They understand what's happening. They're kind of like sad, but I just tell them just to pray and let's hope that this will end soon.
Karumba's employer Marriott has done very well in the last decade. It's used $16 billion in profits to buy back stock and issue dividends to shareholders. Late last summer, the CEO, Arne Sorensen, suggested that the company should take on a new corporate philosophy. He was one of 181 CEOs who signed a pledge saying executives should be concerned with social good, not just shareholder profits. Each of our stakeholders is essential, the pledge said in part.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
On this call with investors on March 19th, Sorensen said Marriott would stop buying back stocks during the pandemic. But on March 31st, the company went through with a dividend payout of $150 million for a stock buyback initiated in February. Sorensen also made it clear later on the call that any future profits the company makes should be used to compensate shareholders.
The cash that we produce, if it's not needed to invest in our business, belongs to our shareholders. And
there won't be profits anytime soon. Nearly 80% of all hotel rooms are empty, according to the American Hotel and Lodging Association. In March, Sorensen and other hospitality executives asked President Trump for $250 billion in aid. Unlike the payroll protection program, this money would not have to go to workers. It could be spent on things like old construction debt. And smaller hotels that pay franchise fees to Marriott for the brand name could use the bailout money for that. Ted Wechter is from Unite Here Local 2, the union that represents Karumba. He says hotel chains are reneging on their promise to protect workers along with shareholders.
The money that's coming from Congress as relief to businesses that have been affected by the coronavirus crisis needs to be going to workers first. That needs to be the priority right now.
The union successfully fought to have Marriott extend health insurance for housekeepers like Karumba until the end of August, but it hasn't gotten the company to keep their workers on the payroll. Wechter says 12,000 of the union's 14,000 Bay Area members are out of a job. Without work, Karumba's hopes of moving her family of four out of a single room have been put on hold indefinitely. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Harnett.
And a Marriott spokesman told Sam Harnett the company, quote, continues to do their best to take care of associates, guests, owners, and our business. And Marriott also says it was legally obligated to make the shareholder dividend on March 31st, but has now suspended all dividends and buybacks.